He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the Coach Kubiak edition. Coach Gary Kubiak said the Texans defense found ways to break down in the 33-27 loss to the Colts. He talked to the media on Monday about the state of the team.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously we've got to find some more ways to be effective. We have played a lot of guys. We'll continue to do that. We got a good look at a young player this weekend, and Deedy, who was exceptional in the game, had 14 tackles, had a couple of tackles on special teams. We've got to take a look at Molden and continue to take a look at what we're doing and try to get better each week and try to give our guys a way to be successful. But I don't think you've ever emptied yourself out. We've still got a lot of football left to play, so we've got to figure out some ways to get better.
It's been more than a year now since you guys have won a road game. Mm-hmm. Why do you think y'all have had this lack of success?
Well, first off, it's tough to win on the road in the National Football League, regardless of where you're playing. If you're not playing well, it makes it even tougher. We've had our opportunities this year. We had an opportunity at Jacksonville. We had an opportunity yesterday. We had a bunch of opportunities at Tennessee early in the year, but it usually comes down to how you're playing. And turnovers have been a big part of our problems on the road. Not so yesterday into the last few minutes, but you got to play exceptional on the road. You got to play clean. You got to play exceptional, and you get a few breaks, and we haven't done that. So no excuses.
You talked about last week in the first half you played good run defense against the Ravens, and then you played good run defense in the first half. What are those teams doing to you in the second half that not been in the first?
I'm looking at yesterday. I think when I look at yesterday, one of the things for sure that we did not do as well in the second half that we did in the first half, we did not tackle as well. We knew that we were trying to force them to run the ball. And in the first half, we did an excellent job of tackling. When they were running the ball, those plays were, 2-3 yard gains. We're playing the same type of defense in the second half, same type of things. And all of a sudden you miss a few tackles here or there. Those become 8-9 yard plays. So that's all it takes for all of a sudden to go from doing something effectively to ineffectively. And they were very committed to it. So I think that was the biggest problem yesterday.
You mentioned a minute ago about getting a look at some other players on defense. Do you think it's more a problem of who you've had out there or the scheme or the defensive calls?
I just think that we've found ways to break down, whether it's breaking down assignment-wise, breaking down, like I said, not tackling well yesterday in the second half. Obviously as coaches, we can always do a better job, but when you're not doing something effectively in this game, there's enough blame to go around, and we start with ourselves as coaches trying to figure out a way to do a better job for them, and players doing a better job, doing their jobs better, and at the same time getting some young guys involved and seeing if they can do it better. So we're a football team that's played a lot of players. Our guys, we don't have those 7 or 8 guys that are inactive every week. Our guys have played and getting some opportunities to play. About the only guy that hasn't played on the defensive side of the ball with some amount of time at all is really Molden. And I think we got to start to give him a look.
Hey, Gary, you've been around the league so long and you've been around many teams. How do players, what's the secret on from a player's mentality of learning to put teams away late, as opposed maybe to waiting for something in the mindset of something bad to go wrong instead?
Well, you have to learn how to do that. First off, you got to be on a team that gets in those positions to try to figure it out. This is a very young team that over the course of its young existence, I would say hasn't been in a lot of big-time games in those situations with that type of pressure in those environments. And we're trying to learn to do that. And I think we've gotten ourselves in some of those football games here as of late in the last couple of years. We have not handled some of those pressure situations the way you need to handle them to become a week-in, week-out effective football team, which is where we're trying to get to. But if you keep getting in those situations, eventually you're gonna learn how to do it and give yourself a chance. So, heck, I hope we're in them every week. We obviously haven't handled some of them very well, but You know, we went down there yesterday and played a good football team that was very hot, and we played about as clean as we could play, and we're right there and had a chance to win. And they put together a big drive at the end of the game that, made it difficult on us. So, you know, hopefully we can get ourselves in that position many, many times.
You've beaten the Colts before, but this year, the way that you played the Colts, do you feel like you're better? Do you feel like you're in a better position than you were before?
Well, I was just sitting there thinking about it before I walked over here. You know, if you look at us against that football team this year defensively, I would say that we played six very good quarters against them. We played eight quarters against that team. So I'd say for first game, we played them excellent. We played them excellent for a half yesterday. Offensively, you could say we played seven and a half, maybe even seven and a half plus quarters of good football against the Colts this year. And the last couple of minutes yesterday, we make a mistake. And, of course, we all know about the 4 minutes the first time. So are we gaining ground? I don't know. We played them tough, but still they're the ones that have got the victories. I mean, you got to give them credit. So bottom line in this league, it's about winning. So we still have not gotten that done this year. And we got to figure out a way to get that done. So it just tells you what it takes. I can sit here and tell you about seven and a half good quarters, but it doesn't matter. You got to play all eight of them and figure out a way to win. And if you play a bad quarter too, you got to make a couple of plays that make up for those things. I think that's our biggest issue right now. When we do make mistakes, whether it's defensively, offensively, having the plays to offset the mistakes are probably the biggest issue.
In your career as a player and coach, you've never been through stretches of losing like this. How do you know how to deal with what you're facing when you've never experienced it?
Well, I've experienced some tough times, John. It hasn't been all roses. I mean, I went through some tough stretches as a coach. And we're going through a very difficult time right now. We went through a tough time last year, and we battled through that. And I don't have any doubt that we'll battle through this one. If you want to, we're trying to build something here and be successful. It wasn't going to be easy. I mean, believe me, I didn't think it was going to be easy. Do I like what we're going through right now? No. I wish it was a lot better and our record was a lot better, but I have confidence in the people that are doing it and have a lot of confidence in the way that the kids are playing and how hard they're playing. And we got to figure out a way to find them some success so they feel a lot better on Monday than they do right now.
Three penalties, 177 yards rushing, one touchdown. If you do, do you think you'll win other road games if you can do that again?
Well, I think that's the formula. If somebody would have told me yesterday that we would have the ball for, 23 and a half minutes and not turn the ball over all day except for the last 2 minutes and only run 45 offensive plays and we were going to have a chance to win in Indy, I'd have probably argued with you a little bit. But we got that done yesterday, and we still had a shot there at the end of the football game. So very effective running the ball. I thought we were very patient, with what we were doing, even when we got down by 10 points. But we just weren't able to finish.
You came out, run well, got away from it, went back to it. Did y'all go in with the idea to play that, or is it just because it's Indy? Because Cleveland's giving up 140-something yards a game rushing going into tonight.
You're saying
your style, that's the most you've emphasized the run this year. Yeah. Was it just because it's Indy, or do you want to keep doing that?
No, I think first off, it's part of the formula to winning against that football team. There's no doubt about that. And I've said this before, I think we've gotten out of running the ball some because we've gotten behind in some football games and we've played some teams that are very good against the run. When I go back and think about Minnesota and Baltimore now, the Giants did a good job yesterday, but that's not important. But we've gotten ourselves behind and had to throw the ball more than we'd like to. Yesterday we stuck to our game plan and like I said, if you get in that dome and all of a sudden, whether you're down by 10 or whether you're down by 7 and you start throwing it every down, and we threw it 20 times. We called 20 passes. So we end up throwing it 18 times and still had a couple of tough plays, a couple of sacks and a ball knocked out on the quarterback. But bad things are going to happen to you against that football team. So that was the formula for yesterday. Obviously wasn't enough. But would I like to see our football team run the ball as much as we did yesterday? Yes, I would.
You won.
Dante said a while ago there were a lot of blown assignments on defense. 10 games in, training camp. Why do you think that is, or do you agree with it? And if so, why do you think that is, and what can you do?
Well, I don't think a lot of blown assignments. I don't think that's right. I would disagree with him there. I think there's some technique issues. There's a difference in and not knowing what you're doing and knowing what you're doing and not performing a technique, whether it's a coverage technique or you know, a stunt technique. We did have some technique issues in the game that we did right during the week, did not do right during the game. You know, we sit down and address those and talk about those as a group. You know, you're gonna have mistakes in a game, whether it's offensively or defensively. I'd like to sit here and tell you I've been around perfect football a long time. I don't think you're always striving for perfection. I don't know if you ever find it, but it sure is fun trying to find it. You're gonna make mistakes in a game as players, but the key is, do you make a few plays that make up for them? You know, do you have five or six bad plays on defense, or do you knock a ball out in the pocket or get an interception or get a fumble that makes up for a lot of things? We had mistakes on offense yesterday, but we had a kid take 171 yards. That makes up for mistakes. So what you hope is a football team that you're making plays to offset mistakes, and right now we're having a hard time doing that.
You wondered if Matt was going to be able to travel. He did. Can you give us an update on him?
Yeah, I've been told today that they expect him to throw this week, so that's very positive. Does that mean he's going to be out there moving around and stuff? But I think they'll bring him out there at some point this week, let him throw the ball around, set his feet. But I guess I'm beginning to think and feel more confident that he will play this year, but we'll see.
You say you're getting more confident that he'll play this year?
Mm-hmm. That he will come back and play. I feel a lot better about that right now.
Were you worried that he wasn't coming back
I think we were concerned a little bit about a week after the injury, but he's made a lot of progress this past week. You're talking about 6 weeks right now, so I'm sure hoping that a couple weeks from now we're very close to getting him back on the football field.
The other injured players, Travis is in a boot. What happened to him?
I think he'll be fine. Kevin thinks he'll be fine. They put those guys in the boots all the time when they've got ankle issues or those type of things, just to calm them down and to keep them off of it for a couple of days. But we expect him to be back. Our biggest issue is probably Chester right now. He's got a calf problem. He'll probably be day to day.
What about Moats?
Moats has an ankle. John didn't think he could go in the second half, but he did not swell today, so we'll see how he responds.
Gary, could you talk a little bit more about Slayton and what he's done, how surprised you are at what he's been able to accomplish? Because a lot of the players on both sides of the ball are kind of armed with what he's doing, especially in traffic.
Well, first off, there's talk about a lot of rookies in this league, but this kid's got to be having as fine a season as anybody around. Man, he was thrown into the fire in week two. It's not like we brought him along slowly. I threw a lot on his plate, and he has really responded. And even responded to the point where, got wore down, which I think we've talked about that enough. But was fresh yesterday, looked like his old self, and, there's still a lot of football to play this year. But, he's putting up some very good numbers. When you average 11 yards a carry in this league, I don't care where you play or where it happens, that's a special day. And, it's sad because he had a special day as a player. It's a shame we couldn't, hand him a ball and win a football game.
Coach, you've had a couple of road games. Yesterday's Jacksonville's game, where offensively it appeared you did a lot of exactly what you set out to do game plan-wise, but both times they just outscored you and your defense couldn't get them off the field. Over the 10 games this year, have you given any consideration to shuffling the staff on defense or taking a more active role yourself or doing anything with the coaching staff?
No, I'm always active with them, but no, we got the right people doing it. We just got to keep battling and do it better.
Amobi, do you have any hopes of getting him back to go against Jamal Lewis?
Well, I sure hope so. I was hoping we would be a game-time decision last week. It didn't pan out that way. We tried to work up to that point, but it was obvious he couldn't go. But, yeah, he needs to get back on the field. He needs to get back out there and contribute. It's a big year for him in year two. We're expecting a lot of good things from him, and we're running short on time right now, so he needs to get back out there.
Since we ask you about Amon being hurt all the time, how do you feel? He scored two touchdowns, physical run, especially that second one. What does that mean?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, he did his job yesterday. There's not big numbers for him out there. He did the dirty work in some short yardage situations and down on the goal line, but he's given us everything he's got, and when he's healthy, he's pretty darn good, and it sure looks like he's healthy right now.
All you Texans, get up and scream.